Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's a new book out called In the Arena, A History of American Presidential Hopefuls, and it was put together by Peter Shea and also photographer Tom Mayday. And the genesis of this book, really Chicago and the Stephen Douglas statue. And there's a lot of interest in these public monuments now. I guess that's what started it all, didn't it, Peter?
Yes, it did. You know, it's funny, when Tom and I began the book project about 7 years ago, the only people interested in public monuments were park rangers, squirrels, and pigeons. Right. And one of the points we were trying to make in the book is that it wouldn't be great if people started taking monuments serious again. And now all I can think of is, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting about this book, I was going through it here, and there are other Chicago connections, like the chapter on Adlai Stevenson. But we really talk a lot about business people, and we respect the ones who take risks and fails. But we don't necessarily apply that to our politicians, do we?
No, we don't. It's very odd. We recognize that the generosity that we extend towards failure in business is one of our strengths. Because failure is how we learn, and I like to say that failure isn't an enemy, it's a friend with rough manners. But ironically, we don't extend it to other areas like politics, particularly when it comes to presidential elections. When someone has reached the point where they are the candidate for national party, that's pretty significant. And yet when the inevitable loss occurs, almost the only thing we can remember about them is that they lost, not the level of achievement that got them there to begin with. And that's, I think, significant.
The name of the book, In the Arena, comes from a famous quote. It was Teddy Roosevelt. But I remember Richard Nixon using that line when he left the White House. Remember that?
Yeah. Again, it's a very famous quote. It's actually on a poster on the wall of my office. And the funny thing is that people know the quote very well, but they're not familiar with the actual speech in which Roosevelt gave it, which was called Citizenship and the Republic, in which he emphasized that for a republic to thrive, it has to have men and women who are willing to take intelligent risks in order to achieve things. And if they don't, the republic itself will lose an essential vitality.
Yeah, worth reading, especially these days. Talk a little bit about Adlai Stevenson. And I remember as a kid, he was kind of known for being a loser in the presidential elections, wasn't he?
He was, but he was an extraordinary figure. I mean, it takes a lot of nerve to go up against Dwight Eisenhower twice, let alone once, but twice. And the fact that the Democratic Party put him forward twice and also made him a serious contender in 1960 says a great deal about how highly Adlai Stevenson was thought of. And I think that's something that we need to remember rather than just the fact that he ran twice. I mean, I think Adlai Stevenson is a perfect example of what Tom and I are trying to convey in the book. These are really exceptional people, and we should honor them for what they were trying to do rather than what they failed to do.
And, of course, there are some more recent stories in there. In fact, the foreword to the book was written by Michael Dukakis, but you read about John Kerry and John McCain, Al Gore and Bob Dole, also Hillary Clinton. What's your favorite story from the book, Peter?
Well, you know, it's funny. You kind of, when you spend so much time with these people, you get attached to all of them. I think one of my favorite examples of a presidential person who didn't succeed in the presidential candidacy is Fremont. Fremont is virtually unknown today.
Who?
And yet his name is on so many things.
Who did you say? I didn't get that.
John Charles Fremont. He was the first presidential candidate for the Republican Party when it first began in 1860. And the motto was free land, free men, Fremont. Very catchy. his name is on lakes, towns, streets, mountain ranges, various varieties of plants. He was very famous in his day. I mean, there are few people who have things named for them in America more than John Charles Fremont, and yet today we don't remember him. And I just think that's very poignant.
How did you pick who you would feature in this book?
Well, basically, we looked at candidates from the major political parties who had been put forward and had failed. That much was easy. When we got further back, when it was less of a Democratic-Republican split in American politics, we had to look at people who were being put forward by as major figures for candidacy for then-existing parties such as the Whig Party. And so we wound up looking at people like John Calhoun, Henry Clay, again, major figures of their age, such that it would have been impossible for the contemporaries to think that they would ever be forgotten. And yet again, because of the the ironies of history, they were. And so that was one of the things we wanted to talk about, was the people who we have forgotten, even though they were memorialized by the contemporaries, and that they were worth talking about again today, because their lives and what they went through has a great deal of relevance to our contemporary age.
Yeah, it sure does. Quite a handsome book, In the Arena, A History of American Presidential Hopefuls. It's Peter Shea and Chicago-based photographer Tom Mayday who put this together for Trope Publishing, based right here in the Chicago area, in the East Garfield Park neighborhood. And
yes, Trope photos, great books, and quality photographic prints as well. So
appreciate it. Congratulations on the book, Peter.
Thank you so much.